piled up with hot coals all over the top of it. And you cooked your, sometimes it had two frying pans running. Because I had a stove at my house. I had some neighbors I'd go to see it cook like that. I've been in a lot of houses with, not just neighbors, white folks cook that way. This old one old woman I saw cook me biscuits, what I thought was so pretty. It was after me and my wife married. But she had a stove, but in the wintertime she wouldn't be able to find it. She'd cook on the top plate.
Uh-huh.
But they cooked, a lot of people, in when I was a young boy, a lot of people cooked on the top plates in the country.
Yeah, I heard a lot of old niggers make, they'd wrap up cornmeal and, now this is what some people tell me, and corn shucks or something like that, and throw it in the fire and cook it that way. Of course, now that's, you know, that really goes back a long way.
Yeah.
Put sweet potatoes in there and bake them?
You bake sweet potatoes in ashes in the fireplace, when even my day a lot of times.
Yeah.
But
that mostly you had in pine to burn here, or you burn oak, or
in the fireplace you burn most of hardwood. It made a fire so much longer than pine.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to clean out all.
That's right. Your oak would make about as much ashes, I guess, as your pine would, but the pine was so light till it burned.
Burned
in a hurry, and. But a good fireplace, the soot never bothers you. What got up the chimney there, it always burned out and going out. But you had ashes down the bottom take out, you see.
Yeah.
But we've done that, the kids done that pretty regular.
What about the things you had in the house? Like, did you have the same type of stuff as you have today? Or?
Well, you had a homemade table to eat on. You had benches to sit on.
Yes.
And
well, you didn't call it a living room either. You called it the front room.
Yeah, the front room. You always kept the door locked on there to keep it shut. The kids couldn't go in there and mess up nothing.
That's the way my grandparents always were.
That was the way it was. I used to be the ticklish death in the world. If I'd catch that door unlocked, you know, and ease it, and I won't take a nap on the floor. And it was dark in there, you know, the shades would be pulled, flies would be barred. You didn't have no. Hardly ever a house had any screens on it.
Yeah.
Easy man go to sleep.
If you're talking about homemade table, sure.
I'm going to show him my table before he leaves.
You made a home? You got a home?
I made one last year.
I'd like to see that.
I'm going to show it to you before you leave.
I guess farmer had to be just about everything the other day.
You had a village blacksmith. And a lot of times the farmer himself would sharpen his own plows, he'd have been sharpening them with like blacksmiths do it, the old scrapes and scooters and sweeps and things. You just heat it and beat out the edge of it to sharpen it. It's the way you've done it. You get it red hot and just flatten it out, make it sharp on the edge.
Carry an old corn shell that you shell the corn on, and then carry the corn to the mill and get meal ground and
wheat
ground.
I used to carry wheat to the mill too.
Yeah,
I had a wheat. Well, you had never been many wheat mills in South Georgia, but there was one scattered here yon and there. And Brown's Mill Billing Company used to have one between us and America's, and we carried wheat over there to the mill. You could find corn mills, grist mills anyway, make you some grits and some meal. Out of your corn, you came a bushel and he'd give you a bushel of meal back. 56 pounds of corn, you know, and 48 pounds of meal, so he got his toll just and give you a full bushel of meal back. And if you got grits, it was the same way.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have anything like in the way of...
Didn't have no kind of furniture like that, no.
Yeah, like a sofa.
Like a sofa. It was
chair.
Before I got to be very old, we had what we call a davenport in the living room. It was old butt make a bed. But I'm talking about after I got 10 years old.
A graphophone.
Yeah, had a wind up graphophone that you wind up and play records on, you know.